All right, last agenda item, license sales update. Heather, are you doing this one, or Tom, are you?
Mr. Chairman, I'll be handling this one this morning.
All right.
Again, for those listening, Tom Kirchman, Director of the Wildlife Division. You turn to page 45, your last page in your commission book, is the license sales for Division of Wildlife. I'm just going to touch base on a couple items here. So looking at where we are right now and compared to a year ago, things are going along very well. A couple of key items that I want to point out on the resident side here. Combination licenses that are still going very strong. Junior combination, you see a little bit of a decrease there. That's going to be one of those items that we'll have to continue watching over the next year. You remember a couple of months ago when we did the finalization of the rule package that streamlined the youth hunting and fishing licenses, and we adjusted the age so anyone under the age of 18 is considered a youth, that junior combination license is going away. Because any child in South Dakota that is 17 or younger is not required a fishing license. And so to have a combination license obviously does not make sense. They would only need their hunting license. So we'll continue to watch that number, but obviously that one's going to eventually just simply disappear and go away. You can see looking at the licenses at the resident side, a lot of them are up from last year. The one that's most compelling that does stick out is the annual fishing license on the resident side, down substantially from last year. Probably a couple of factors involved there. Certainly, you know, we're going to need another year or two to really determine how much of an impact COVID had last year. And last year, a lot of folks, there was other activities that weren't happening. Certainly probably perpetuated more folks getting out, doing fishing, doing those types of things, because we certainly saw a major bump back in 2020 on those annual fishing licenses. And right now, those numbers are probably more similar to what we saw the previous couple of years. So we'll continue to watch that over the next year or two to see what kind of anomaly that 2020 was in respect to that. But we continue to reach out to our resident anglers and encouraging them to be out there and participating. Again, we've had a great summer of fishing. Whether you were on the Missouri River or up in the Northeast or other ponds and lakes across the state, it's been one fantastic fishing season, and it's still going on. Folks are still doing really well. On the non-resident side, you can look at that. A couple of them that really stick out, the small game hunting license compared to 2020, we're way above where we're at. That likely is somewhat a result of that extra length in the pheasant season again to extend through the month of January. But again, we'll continue to watch that. The one that probably really sticks out there also is that annual fishing license on the non-resident side. Really saw a bump there again compared to last year. Again, probably contributed to those two main factors of, number one, our fishing has been phenomenal. We're seeing a lot of folks coming in, whether it's walleye fishing on the Missouri River up there in the Northeast or other fishery opportunities out there. And then likely, too, with South Dakota being open, folks are coming here in respect to COVID and other things that are happening in other states. And knowing full well the resources we have, the opportunities available in South Dakota, we fully expect that that's partially what the reason is there. I would also share in respect to annual fishing licenses, another one that we're going to watch closely over the next couple of years. We would anticipate that number will continue to creep up and go higher as a result of the removal of the family fishing licenses. Again, when we went through that whole process of streamlining the youth, from the non-resident perspective, we repealed and removed, starting July 1, the family fishing license, because kids were included in that. Now a non-resident youth, again, 17 and under, does not need a fishing license. And so then we would have had a license where the two parents would fish under one license. And so that was repealed. And so what we'd anticipate is some of those spouses, whether it's the husband or wife, is likely now going to be buying an annual fishing license as well. And so we would anticipate that number will continue to grow, and we'll watch that and describe that with you as time goes over the next year or two. But again, license sales look good right there. Overall, from last year to where we are right now, we are ahead. We're really excited. Yesterday, as we all know, was what we would consider the kickoff to the fall hunting season. Dove hunting season started, archery hunting started yesterday. We're already hearing reports of people in their harvest that happened on day one from archery, which is fantastic. And so we're excited for the fall. It's great to see more and more rain hitting across the state, which I think is going to bring the tension level down to a lot of people. And we're going to continue to see how things progress as we move forward here through September and into October. And we're excited about what comes over the next couple of weeks. So with that, I would try to answer any questions that you may have, but I would offer to you that things are in a good place right now. We're seeing some increase in license sales, and hopefully this fall will continue that trend.
Mr. Chairman.
Anybody have any questions for Tom?